The race for the White House is heating up as the field of Democratic contenders narrows. Yamiche Alcindor reports on how the campaigns are focusing on the next make-or-break states.
This morning, one of the few candidates actively campaigning, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He brought his unconventional bid to North Carolina. Today, the state kicked off early voting in their primary. In New York, former Vice President Joe Biden was also fundraising for his struggling campaign. He was also trying to use TV to his advantage. On ABC's The View this morning, Biden said he wanted to press Bloomberg on past policies and remarks about people of color during the debate in Nevada next week.
Are you getting a chance to debate him on everything from redlining to stop and frisk to a whole range of other things?
Then there were the senators still in the race. Vermont's Bernie Sanders, Minnesota's Amy Klobuchar, and Massachusetts' Elizabeth Warren. Sanders narrowly won the New Hampshire primary and the popular vote in Iowa. Early this afternoon, all three were back at their day jobs to vote on the Senate War Powers Resolution. The bill would limit the authority of a president who they are all hoping to unseat. As for the contest coming up, businessman Tom Steyer is focusing today on Nevada, where voters will caucus on February 22nd. Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is in South Carolina ahead of its primary 1 week later. Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg was positioning himself for the Nevada caucuses as well. His team today unveiled a new Spanish language TV ad that it says will be airing statewide. Meanwhile, a powerful union representing many workers on the Las Vegas Strip is clashing with supporters of Bernie Sanders. In a statement yesterday, the group said, quote, "It's disappointing that Senator Sanders' supporters have viciously attacked the Culinary Union for distributing leaflets criticizing his Medicare for All plan." The next debate, which will be in Las Vegas, is scheduled for next Wednesday. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Yamiche Alcindor.